It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. For the best single game RV value in Happy Valley, check out GoPSURV.com. They have fantastic RVs that you can rent for individual games, free shuttles to and from the game, large projection TV, free Wi-Fi, and you can enjoy the tailgating with 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and Wine. For more info about renting any RV for a home game, go to GoPSURV.com for all the details. Yes, Ross.
When do they typically, Bob, tell us when the start times are for games? Like 2 weeks out? Because I'm debating whether I'm going to be at GoPSURV Friday night and Saturday night.
Yeah.
Just Friday night, just Saturday night. It depends on when the game is.
I think it's usually the Sunday before Correct. The game when it's TBA that that's the last minute they can make the decision.
Yeah. So you'll know the Sunday before the Wisconsin game because you're going for
I'm
the Wisconsin.
I'm definitely going. I'm definitely staying at least one night at GoPSURV. I'm definitely having at least one beer with everybody listening that comes to GoPSURV.com.
Nice. I didn't know about the new little caveat.
Yeah. The question, though, is whether it's Friday night or Saturday night. So I guess we will find out.
I mean, does it not feel to you like it's going to be a 3:30 game?
It feels like a 3:30 game.
I mean, I don't think there's any chance it's probably going to be a noon game. Maybe it'll be like a 4 o'clock start.
There have been more, though, that have been noon that surprised you a little bit.
Yeah. But to me, this one just feels like 3:30. Would you rather it be 3:30 or would you rather it be noon? In terms of the...
It's a good question. It's a good question. I'd probably rather it be noon.
I will put the feeler out this week, and usually they have a pretty good. Like I thought for sure that the Michigan game might be a night game, but there's almost no chance. Even if they had both been good in November, both teams have to agree, and James wasn't going to agree to that.
Gotcha. In November, both teams have to agree. Wow, that's interesting.
Both have to agree to a night game.
In November.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they would let the away team have any say over when the game is. TV should say the game's at this time.
That's what I was told from somebody in the Penn State family.
Well, you guys are cutting into my Tucker's
Sorry,
tape time.
You're right. You're right. I know you got a lot to get to.
I'm just saying, this is the only reason why anybody listens to this.
Batter up.
It's Michigan State.
Jim is in an especially disappointed mood, I can tell our boss. He is still in the dumps about this loss.
I didn't even think about doing a minute over the weekend for Monday, a Keystone Sports Network minute, because I knew Jim. I just was like, yeah, he's going to want to do one after this. Instead of me doing it, he did it. But let's talk about Michigan State.
Let's keep it real. It's the worst loss of Franklin's era, I think. It's totally unacceptable. And if speaking of a minute, we do these minutes that some of you get to hear, some of you don't get to hear, depending on how you listen to us. We're on a bunch of radio stations. You can always listen to us on demand at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or on the Keystone Sports app. But you don't hear our minutes sometimes. My minute last week was, okay, you lost to Ohio State. There's nothing you can do about that now. All you can do is finish the rest of the year strong, 11-1, let the chips fall where they may, win their bowl game, and here we are. What are they, 4-2, 5-2?
4-2, 1-2 in the conference.
Right, and so now there's legitimate questions about whether or not they even have a decent season. You know, they even have a respectable season. They still got to play Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, a respectable season is now on the table.
Maryland doesn't stink either, by the way.
No, you're right.
They run the ball.
If they can lose to Michigan State, they can lose to Maryland.
I agree.
So let me just take you through some of the things. These are just kind of my observations. So some of the things that bother me, and by the way, it's never just one thing. Everybody always wants to point the finger at one thing. It's never just the Ricky Ronnie 4th-and-5 play call against Ohio State or whatever. I thought in general that it might be the worst game I can remember Trace McSorley having. And I'm a big Trace McSorley fan. I think he's the best quarterback in Penn State history. I've been a big supporter of his, but it was. I mean, first of all, he had the bad fumble that hurt.
Yeah.
And then he ended it by running out of bounds, which was such an uncharacteristic, unacceptable error and would have put Michigan State in a much different mindset and tempo on their last drive. They would have tied the game, would have gone to overtime. They would not have gotten that touchdown if they had been able to run 35 more seconds, or, you know, Michigan State had to use that final timeout there. So that was bad. He also slipped a couple times.
On the fourth and four, he slipped.
Yeah, he had the ball slip out of his hands once. He missed some people. You know, he had an errant throw, I remember, to Freiermuth that would have been a first down on the sideline, just way over his head. He missed DeAndre Tompkins, should have been a touchdown. I mean, they put a lot on him. He's done a lot for them, but it was his worst game. And so you shrug your shoulders, he's the best they got. And you say it's just too bad that it happened in this game. It happened at home. But it was. I mean, even when he ran the ball, I went back and watched it a second time. There were more holes there on some of those runs. And it's like he wasn't seeing it well, wasn't running the right way. So let's get that out of the way. I love the kid, but it was probably the worst game. Is there a worse game that he started? Because I can't remember one.
No, when they got beat bad at Michigan in 2016, that was a whole team defense, linebackers, 350 rushing yards. It was everything. Everything went wrong. Saquon never got going. But yeah, he and in the locker room or in the post game press conference, he made it very clear that he wasn't good enough and that he you know, he said the difference between Ohio State and Michigan State was I definitely thought we could have we played well enough to beat Ohio State. We didn't play well enough to play Michigan State, and I did not play well enough against Michigan State to win the game.
And that's exactly how you would expect him to handle it, because he's such a stand-up kid.
You're listening to Tucker's Tape, brought to you by the best single game RV experience, GoPSURV.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Keep going, Ross.
So, okay. Miles Sanders had a nice game, and I thought they had a huge hole, obviously. We know that stuff. The fake punt, halfback pass hurt. You know, Penn State has been on the negative side of special teams and trick plays this year.
Mm-hmm.
Negative side. Pinniger misses a 37-yarder, barely makes what was a 20-yarder.
Well, and the Franklin, they won't even send him out for a 46-yarder. They go for it on fourth and four. Trace slips. I mean, they clearly know there's a confidence issue. I mean, it's got to be confidence.
I was okay with them going for that.
Yeah.
Missed the 37-yarder.
Yeah. He hasn't made a field goal from 40 and beyond yet this year.
And it's not like the miss was it was in a pressure situation. It was just a regular old flow of the game 37-yard field goal.
I'll tell you what bothers me. There were a bunch of penalties.
Oh, a ton of them.
It's a home game.
CJ Thorpe.
Well, I'll get to that.
That's okay, coming.
I'm going to get to that. But John Reed had a blatant clip right in the back Hamler or Tompkins punt return, which totally pinned him back. It was like a 30-yard difference.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, John Reed, what are you doing? There were other costly penalties. CJ Thorpe. I mean, first of all, I don't know if you guys saw the play.
I did.
He got annihilated.
He got run backwards.
It's third and goal at the one. He got knocked back 4 yards on his keister and was 3 yards in the end zone and was so embarrassed that he hits the Michigan State kid in the head. Like, that's like you get your butt kicked, so then you cheap shot a guy in the head while he's on the ground.
I thought he was going to get ejected.
He deserved the penalty. He probably should have been ejected. And guess what? This goes all the way back to recruiting and even having him on the field in that situation in the first place. He shouldn't be. Oh, he's big. I don't care. He just got killed. He got killed. He's a liability and should not be on the field for multiple reasons. You know, the missed interceptions have killed him this year. You know, Garrett Taylor had one. He had a nice game. That was probably Garrett Taylor's best game.
Yeah.
Amani, you know, it's like we said about Trace. For Penn State to win, Trace McSorley can't have the worst game of his career, and Amani can't drop a pick like that. You can't.
Goes right in his breadbasket.
You can't drop a pick like that. We said it was the worst loss of the Franklin era. I'm having a tough time remembering a more disappointing position group than the veteran wide receivers. And I know you guys talked about that in Bob's Six for Saturday, But Juwan Johnson and DeAndre Tompkins. Now, in fairness, Trace didn't hit Tompkins when he was open. But then they get down to the goal line. You're throwing a fade to Juwan Johnson on third and goal. Based on what?
Yeah, what tells
Based
you that
on
he can win?
What this year? Oh, you know, hey, Trace is having a terrible game, and Juwan Johnson's been a huge disappointment. Third and goal. You know what we should do? Let's combine those two things. Let's try to throw a tough fade route to Juwan Johnson in the corner of the end zone. That you don't even give Trace McSorley some type of run-pass option there. I thought that was maybe Ricky Ronnie's worst play of the game. That was awful. And I don't understand how Penn State's a team playing at home, and they're the only team that slipped like 10 times, and the Michigan State kids didn't. It's a home game. How can they have better footing or a better feel for the grass than you do? Practice on it the day before. I don't care. Get screw-in spikes like we used to in high school, the illegal ones, the extra long ones. I don't care what you do. Just make sure, okay, that you're not slipping all over the place. I mean, it was really – the thing is, it's just really disappointing. It's a home game against Michigan State. Those are the biggest takeaways I have. Now, hit me with your questions.
I have a couple I wanted to ask you. I had a thought. On the last drive when Michigan State got inside Penn State territory, I would not have let Amani O cover Felton.
I agree with that.
I don't
know what they were doing there either. And I think Amani's awesome. He's a really good player.
I agree.
But – I mean, that ball was criminally underthrown.
Yeah, it was.
And you're to ask Amani to be in man-to-man coverage there, like in that situation, why you don't have a safety over the top so that Amani can play underneath of him for that, you're putting Amani in an impossible situation. Impossible situation.
I mean, you knew where the ball was going. It was going to that kid. If they were going to score a touchdown in the last 20 seconds,
and you know
they were throwing it to him. Who didn't know that?
And you know what's important? You know what's important?
Sorry.
That's a great point, Andy. I would have bet my life's existence that they were going to throw the ball to Felton Davis there. So here's the thing, too. Penn State's not talented enough to overcome all those things we just talked about. Like Ohio State, Alabama, they would still win that game. Penn State's not talented enough yet.
And,
to win that. Go ahead.
And yet there was James Franklin after the Ohio State game saying, we're a great program and we're this close to being elite.
Well, what I don't like about Frank, didn't he say this week we're on the right path or on the right track? I feel like they're going the wrong way so far in the last couple weeks.
All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. That was juicy and it is hot in the kitchen. Stick with us. Your questions, Ask Ross is next.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.